Thanks.
The order breakfast at the McDonald's drive-thru. Tell yourself you'll wait to eat it at work, but it smells way too good. So you eat it right there in the McDonald's parking lot meal. There's a meal for every morning at McDonald's.
Right now, get any size iced coffee for 99 cents until 11 a.m. and pair it with your favorite breakfast sandwich or one of our tasty bakery treats. Price and participation may vary.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
Hello and welcome to Film Companion. You've tuned in to an exciting new interview podcast with Anupama Chopra. To catch more of what we do, visit us on www.filmcompanion.in.
But I've just heard this so much recently that how can you make content about sex? Jitu ji kya kahenge? I said, kuch nahi. I mean, it's my life. Guys!
Achha, are you writing and you want to direct? I thought you would probably become an interior designer. I've heard that way too many times. And then I joined a lot of dots and I realized that why is everybody throwing this?
Ladies, it's always lovely to see the three of you, but it's even lovelier to see the three of you together. You know, I was really, really excited when I saw your posts about Indian Women Rising, a collective that amplifies female artists. And I have so many questions. First of all, tell me whose idea, how did the three of you come together? Where did this all begin?
So I'll take that. It's something that's been brewing with me for a very long time. And last year, I mean, Tahira and I have been working together for a couple of years now, and we have, and I've run this by her. It really started by a research that I was putting together that less than 5% women are directors in India. And that was the data that I shared with Tahira, and just something sparked between us. A conversation started. We need to do something about this. We need to, you know, get, we need to put something together. We spoke a lot about it. And Tahira actually then suggested that we go to Ekta, who I'm actually working with. And I was like, and it's just something that happened in a spark, you know, and we all came together. That spark was Bittu. That was our first project. But I think it's been brewing for a long time individually, and we have manifested each other and come together as a support system and as and to empower more.
Ekta, you said yes immediately?
Yeah. Heartbeat. It, like this.
Yeah. I actually don't take too long if I really feel very strongly for something. It usually works in my favor. Sometimes it doesn't. But but as I, when I met Tahira and Guneet, the first thing they said was, they spoke about an intent that they were, and I was almost jealous. They were on it for so long. And I was like, this is something I've been wanting to do. It was like three women. And clearly I feel when I started off at 27 years ago, I mean, everyone was shocked when I put my mom and my name in my company. You know, it was like, why not Jitender and you, you know? And I was like, my mom's working with me. And we run this company. It used to be an oddball conversation. If me, who comes from the so-called the top layer of society, had to fight so much stigma because we were women as producers and it was a mother-daughter company, it used to always play on my on my psyche. I mean, we did different things. We tried to do a lipstick and various other projects, but it was all staggered and it was all fractured. There was no system to it. And once these girls said, let's start a collective, I was like, there's no way I'm not doing this.
And is this collective, are you open to more women joining or how does it work?
At this stage, at phase one, we are playing a certain role, each of us. And we are going to have more roles to fill as we go along. And that are specific conversations that we will have. You know, or we might even just collaborate with more on specific projects. But it's an ongoing conversation.
Sure, it's an evolving piece.
Yes.
You talked about specific roles, Guneet. I'm interested in that. You complement each other. Tahira, what do you bring to the table, you know, that the other two might not have?
They both have everything. It's a privileged internship for me. I think my intention is what binds the three of us together. There is absolutely no comparison in terms of, you know, the work and the experience. I think they both have had a very long and successful run. In fact, I have never told them, but they are my mini mentors. They are my mentors. And I feel very privileged and happy to be taken under the wings. But at the same time, I feel I bring a lot of intention to the table. We do discuss the kind of content that goes in, what is going to be shared with the world in terms of the Insta posts or Twitter or how the website should look. Basically, how are we going to present ourselves? So that one. B, I also feel right now this is a very first film, short film, and the three of us are just on it. So there's nothing which is divided. Ki tum ye karoge, tum ye. Of course, a lot of resources and marketing, all the strategy is coming from Guneet, and it's been actually executed by Ekta's team. But at the same time, when we feel that there is scope for the three of us to put in the energies, we just do it along with Ruchika. So we don't say ki yaar tumhare andar hai, tumhare andar hai, which is so beautiful. It just goes on to say the lovely environment in which women can work. It'll shock the world because of the stupid stereotypes that people have about women, that they'll always be at loggerheads, and it's just so beautiful with all of us. It's whatever is there, the intention is to work, and whoever can fill in that. So whether it's like reaching out to a person, so if somebody is busy, I'll say I'll try to do that, I'll try to hustle. And Guneet has made me into a hustler too. So
being a hustler, hustling every day.
Hustling every day. Yeah. And with Ekta, it just took a second for her, actually. And I was like, I don't know how will she react, but she was like, let's do this. And I was like, wow, that's the energy that we require. Like I've said, that this is a sort of a conspiracy theory that every empowered woman or a feminist, every empowered feminist would have this conspiracy theory brewing inside them, that we should have an equal representation of the half of the population. There are not enough stories being told and written and being filmed by women. And there's a certain craft that this gender also brings. So I guess that has manifested. And when Ekta says she's late to the party, I think all of us just came in at the same time. It wouldn't have been possible without her, for sure. So it was just probably manifesting in our minds, in our environment, and Tino bubbles mil gaye aur ye ban gaya.
I wanted to just say that, you know, while, you know, I would say in Bittu's case, Karishma reached out to me and she said, you know, I really need support. I've come this far. I really need support. I really need to hire a PR. I really need to, you know, map out the next plan. And I mean, it is a short film. So it's, so putting our heads together, it is a huge commitment to begin with. We've been on midnight calls almost every day with LA teams, with figuring out next steps, building a strategy. Like day on day, there is a new thing on Bittu, and that it needs to be, you know, put out in a certain way as we champion to the Academy voters. So all our copywriting, all our everything is being looked at by Tahira while I was doing the discovery. And we have immense amount of marketing and outreach with Ruchika and Ekta and the entire team. So while there is all my team, all Balaji's team also backing us fully, I mean, this is something just really special that has started, and it's going to take a shape of its own. There are ideas that we have. We would love to use the good offices of Balaji and the large deals to get in more films, you know, to package more things. And that's something that, you know, we've discussed, and it'll pan out across languages. It'll pan out to more and more women.
Tell me, the three of you are all filmmakers with distinctive voices. You know, Tahira, you've also directed a short. So what about matters of taste? Ekta, you have very definite taste. And I remember the last time we talked, you were like, you should be watching this, but not watching this. I'm not making that for you. You know, you have clarity on who you're making what for. So what if there's a disagreement on the actual...
I actually think I'm quite inclusive as a person, contrary to popular belief.
I don't mean you're not inclusive. I just know.
I mean, I actually make a lot of content for a lot of people. It's the either the really bad or the really massy content that gets panned or discussed. But I try to be a person who sees art as escapism for some, realism for some, relevant for some. And so I definitely try to categorize when I'm making it. But I don't feel that it ever goes and there are no overlaps. And as far as we're concerned, the when we said we've chopped out our jobs, I'm not going to come into Guneet's space and say, you know what, ye picture banate. Guneet has so much of body of work behind her. Tahira has so much creativity. They come in with a set thought, and I've allied with so many strong women and great directors to know that where you should back off and where you should put in a word, you know. So I'm hoping when I'm working with such smart, intelligent women with the best intent possible. I mean, the only thing I can go back with is when Guneet told me that I want to do this for a lot of women out there who don't get a platform. And for me, it is that, okay, I have the platform. I have the resources. I have the marketing. I'm making a lot of Masi films, a lot of Masi television shows, a lot of Masi digital content. Why not I use some of that muscle to do something I want to do for my ilk, you know, for women around who I think, I mean, and I believe that till you do not create an inclusive environment for various types of stories, the woman with a sari and the woman with a swimsuit will never be able to sit on the same table. So I hope I do that bridge here.
Nice. Nice. I want to talk a little bit about Bittu, which is a very, very strong film. And those two girls are just fantastic. I was so stunned to see what she did with them in the film. How do you push out a short film in an environment like ours where, you know, short films are seen as sort of just things on the side? They're not part of the mainstream conversation.
Being an independent producer, it's just so, I've been in the room with both of them and I've said that I've been there where, you know, even after a selection at a festival, it is just so hard to go there to, you know, have the best PR, to be able to block out our slots, to be able to do this well and right. And you know that, and we've had this conversation so many times, I know. So when I said that, I mean, they were both like, let's just do it. You know, let's just do that. Let's just bring that to the table and let's see, you know, how this goes. So at least that entry point of, and it should not be overwhelming for another woman, you know. So we come in at a space of amplifying, marketing, distribution, and also sort of mentorship for the next phase of filmmaking, you know, after it's been made. You know, if there is something that is, that we can, you know, champion and shine light on, we would love to take it forward. You know, and that's where I think, as you discover with festivals and, you know, the kind of such amazing work that you put out with Mami, I think where something like IWR comes in is where something that we can champion and take it under our global deals across to see how we can add value in the journey of that director, that producer, and shine light on them. You know, so.
But tell me, do you ever plan to take on other issues related to female artists in the way that the Women in Cinema Collective has done in Kerala? Or is this collective mostly about the content?
This, we did come together for putting movies out there, to having more women, more jobs through our already existing ecosystem. And even with this conversation, you know, something that I wanted to even bring up with you, Anu, was building an ecosystem within the Indian voters of the Academy, you know, so just so that there is an ecosystem that we know what, you know, we are watching all the Indian entries, all, you know, it's only going to grow. And there has to be an ecosystem within India, which will, you know, we'll look at you to, you know, set up and have those conversations. I've drawn up a list of 55 voters, and we should all know that what is it that's competing, what is the process firstly, and when does the next shortlist come, what is the process for the next phase, what is the nomination process. So we're educating ourselves, educating our around, and this is just the start.
Sure. Tell me, what is the most annoying thing that you have heard in your professional life because you're a woman?
I've heard so many things. This is so long. I have heard, because I was pushing a lot of, you know, Masan, Lunchbox, Monsoon Shootout, I was pushing a lot of international co-productions. in a phase of producing. I've heard it's a fluke. Like I'm a fluke, and ये एक बार हो जाता है festival में बार बार थोड़ी ना जाते हैं. I've entered rooms and see people have asked me, तो आप क्या करते हो? And I was like, 25 पिक्चरें बनाई हैं, कुछ तो कर ही लेते हैं. Yeah.
The best for me was, अच्छा आप you writing and you want to direct. I thought you would probably become an interior designer. I've heard that way too many times. I was like, why would I do that? I don't have a qualification, no inclination. But then I joined a lot of dots and I realized that why is everybody throwing this? And so that's what I've got. And plus, I took to this career, I've spoken to you about it earlier on too, that I have written for most part of my life and I've enjoyed doing that. But the calling came in pretty late. Or why should I say it late? It came in my 30s after having two kids. And so I was judged for that too, that you want to become a director. You want to go through the hustle and the drill now. Do you think after two kids, you have it in you to write about women or write about a film or write... So, you know, and then when I wrote one screenplay, they thought it's just a one-off, like how Guneet said. But I have a plethora. And the beautiful part is, khud ki to movie banayi nahi, Indian Women Rising bana diya. But that's what it is. It's about empowering whatever it is in our capability and ability to do. And this genuine, expansive life state or a heart is something that I've experienced both with Guneet and Ekta. They have room in their heart for... not just Indian women, but I think globally. So that's amazing. This is what I've heard. Ekta, you, what did you hear?
I don't know how many things I've heard. I mean, let's start with... So, aap sanskarik shows banati or sex? I mean, or how can you make things about sex? You're a girl. Yeah. I'm like, as if I don't have private parts and don't have emotions. I mean, I've just heard this so much recently that how can you make content about sex? Jitu ji kya kahenge? I said, kuch nahi. I mean, it's my life. Guys, first of all, people can't distinguish between sexual crime and sex. I mean, sex is bad and sexual crime is okay. So, I mean, like, I think I go through so many cliches every day that, I mean, the best rumor or the best, what should I say, cliche I've heard is that after doing this great body of work of really conventional Indian content, you go ahead and do things like lipstick and LSD and things which have got no relevance to our society. And I was like, wow. Okay. So I'm like, because I think I get so much of it from, I mean, like from the jewelry I wear to the temples I visit to the absolutely, unabashed view I have on sex, that people can't put me in a box. So I think there are more rumors about everything in my life.
Yeah. Yes.
And Anu has had the biggest laugh with me on this many a times.
Yeah.
What? What's going on? I'm like, I don't know. But one thing I've learned is not to be attached to a pedestal. So like after Indian Women Rising, if somebody thinks that I'm not going to make content that's going to be bashed or I'm going to fit into a box, I'm not attached to a pedestal. This is a platform for other women. I don't want to be on a pedestal ever.
Tell me, how do women find you? How should, I know all of you are right now completely absorbed by Bittu, but how should other female artists find you?
We have a website. And we have contact at indianwomenrising.com as an email ID. All the information is there. And we are constantly updating it. We are checking it. And primarily, I would say we're open to finished movies. You know, we're open to, you know, I mean, anything that sparks and we like, we would like to empower finished films. In our phase one, as we get started now.
It sounds terrific. Thank you for thinking of this, for starting this, and we will be your cheerleaders.
Please be. And the voting has started now. It started on 1st of Feb to 5th of Feb, and the first shortlist of top 10 films will come out on 9th of February. And I hope Pittu goes forward, and I hope we keep marching ahead.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you so much to all three of you. And
thank you, Anupama.
Lots of power.
Thank you.
Lots of power to you too, Anupama.
Yes.
If you liked what you just tuned into, then subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, and Radio Public. You can now also follow Film Companion on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Enjoy!
Thanks.
Order breakfast at the McDonald's drive-thru. Tell yourself you'll wait to eat it at work, but it smells way too good. So you eat it right there in the McDonald's parking lot meal. There's a meal for every morning at McDonald's.
Right now, get any size iced coffee for 99 cents until 11 a.m. and pair it with your favorite breakfast sandwich or one of our tasty bakery treats. Price and participation may vary.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's. I'm loving it.